Do you think we'll ever see a world without DRM?
No, absolutely. DRM's junk science, right? I mean, DRM relies on the idea that I can give my infinitely skilled, infinitely resourced attackers the ciphertext, the cipher, and the keys, and hope that they never put them together in a way that I will find that will undermine my business model. DRM has a very high price potentially to make a first copy, but all subsequent copies after the first copy are free, because all you need to do to make that second copy is go to Google and type in movie namespace torrent. You don't need to be elite. You don't need to know how to rip a DVD. You don't need to, you know, the idea that DRM is a speed bump. Well, you don't need to go over the DRM speed bump in order to make a copy of a movie. You only need to go over that DRM speed bump the first time. All subsequent ones are trivial. So DRM, being the junk science that it is, will collapse under its own weight. All big lies collapse. You know, we had junk science that ran in the Soviet Union for a century. That was one of the things that tremendously undermined the Soviet Union, Lysenkoism, you know, which was the idea that that for ideological reasons, Stalin and his successors believed in the theories of a guy named Lysenko, who said that you could alter the genome of an entity by altering its somatype. So if you cut off the leg of a frog, and then you cut off its child's leg, and then you cut off its child's leg, eventually you'd end up with a frog that was one leg short. And obviously this doesn't happen. You know, they believe things like weeds would spontaneously transmutate into wheat if treated the correct way, and so on. It caused, you know, famine, it caused blight, it retarded Soviet science, and it you know, was ultimately one of the reasons the Soviet Union collapsed. One of the large reasons is their science was ideological and not grounded in empiricism. Well, DRM is grounded in ideology, right? Wouldn't it be nice if we could extract monopoly rents for activities that people used to engage in for free? And if the laws of physics and information science were different in a way that enabled this? Well, they're not, right? I mean, you know, whether or not you think people should be able to extract monopoly rents for things that you used to get for free, the laws of physics and information science are what they are. And they're not the universe will not reconfigure itself to a more hospitable reconfiguration simply because it would be good for your business plan. And so everyone whose business plan is in any way reliant on this will eventually collapse.